Welcome to the Pirate Studios podcast, episode 12. Woo! I think. Yes, episode 12. Kate's here.
Say hi,
Kate.
I'm here.
You're here. We also have Flash.
Who's that?
What's up, Flash?
What's up? I'm Flash.
Yep, this is Flash. So Flash has been taking photos for the podcast up until this point. But they're also a pretty sick artist too. So we're going to go through and ask some questions today on this podcast. Does that sound okay with you, Flash?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love Pirate Studios. I've been rehearsing here basically since I started doing music. So day one, Pirate fan.
Oh yeah, we love that. We love
original.
That. Yeah, I didn't even pay you for that, did I? I suppose studio credit for like the photography, but like I haven't given you for the pirate compliments as yet. That's another $50.
Mm. Oh my God, thanks. Oh,
there you go, sweet.
No, I love pirate, not even pre-sponsored moment just now.
Oh, there we go, good.
Excellent.
Okay, I think Kate and I are going to chuck these questions back and forth. I'll kick off though.
Okay.
Tell us who you are. You're Flash, obviously, but how did you get to this stage of your career, Flash? Tell us.
You know, I don't really know. Like, it's kind of strange because I never really thought that I'd be doing music seriously or professionally or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I'm definitely not like famous or something, but like I've always been the videographer, the photographer, and I've always loved music and choir and musical theater and all that. But I grew up in a really small town in Minnesota of like 500 people.
Whoa. Ooh,
and
yeah,
like, I mean, I listened to like Katy Perry and Kesha and Lady Gaga and all that stuff, but I never thought that those were like normal people or like someone like me could like someday make music in a studio and all that. Like, I thought you had to be like rich or nepotism or this or that. I mean, that's helpful, but like, I'm just grateful to be making music. And I moved to LA 4 years ago now. And basically when I got here, I had made some just like songs with a friend in Minnesota. And like once coming here, I just feel like I met a cool group of people who have produced some songs of me and my band, and it just kind of all happened. So I'm really grateful. I mean, that's super minimizing the story, but
yeah,
I just feel lucky to have met such amazing people and that want to make music with me. So it's awesome.
Yeah. It's so many different talents, which we can talk about a little bit later.
But, oh, thank you.
Yeah. Nice. Kate, over to you.
Perfect. How would you describe your musical style?
I would say it kind of depends on the era I'm in, but overall kind of like hyper pop, genre bending, and some drum and bass, pop, rock. Like, I always say that the live show is a lot more like rock, and we have like drums and two guitarists and bass, and obviously that's a band. But like on Spotify, I have some songs that are more dark pop and some that are more hyper pop. And in the next year, in 2025, I want my music to be a bit more like rock and like hyperpop rock and kind of still genre bending. But I feel like I've been figuring out my sound a lot this year, and a lot of my music that's out still feels kind of like random and all over the place, but kind of cohesive overall. So I don't know, like a mix of everything, but I'm still like figuring out my sound, but also I just kind of like doing a bunch of different stuff and not just making like alt pop punk or something, because I just feel like that's boring and limiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's helpful even just to have people tell you what they think it is. Like,
because
when you're in a pocket that's kind of like the gray area between genres, it's like, I don't really know if I fit in that. Yeah. In that world. Would I open for this, you know, person that's in this genre? I don't know. I kind of think of like bands that way. Like, it's kind of hard when they're in a strange little pocket of all the genres, but it's fun. That's when you get funky,
right? I feel like it's cool that there is like a lot of different vibes going on, because like what you're saying, I mean, I'd love to tour with someone, and if like one artist was more rock vibes, then I could make my show be all that, or like all hyper pop, or all like femme fatale, or whatever, you know, kind of just like, I feel like I have a bunch of different like worlds that I built within my sound and music, which is cool.
Yeah. Cool.
I need to ask who your favorite drum and bass artist or artists are, as you may or may not know, drum and bass originated from Bristol / London. But yeah, it's a particular favorite genre of mine. So.
Embarrassing, but I wouldn't say I know many by name besides like Pink Panthers, but that's super basic.
Okay,
but
no, that's good. I'll take that.
Basically, I like all drum and bass when it's on, you know?
Yeah. Have you heard Chasing the Status and Stormzy's track, which is now number one in the UK? At least it was for a bit. I'll send it to you after this, if not.
I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who are these people?
Probably with my friend Henry. He's always like, he's the drum and bass plug.
Got it. Mm. Yeah. Okay. What would you say your goal as an artist is? Tell us where you'd like to be in 5 or 10 years' time, whichever one you'd prefer.
I'd say, like, for me, my favorite thing has always been performing, and I love writing songs, and I write all my own music, and building, like, a cool live show. I mean, I do a lot of, like, small shows right now, and I'm grateful for all those. It's awesome, but I would love to have, like, just a super cool, like, big touring show that's, like, telling a story with lots of quick costume changes and, like, touring America and the world and everything, and just, like, inspiring like young like non-binary people and just people of all different types to be like uniquely themselves and like follow your dreams. Like, I mean, I was just saying I'm from the middle of nowhere and don't come from money or anything, and like obviously not everyone's gonna like pursue being a pop star or whatever, but even for me, there's been other dreams that I never thought I would get, like the internship I got in college or something. And just, like, putting yourself out there for opportunities, whether that's art or music, and just, like you're more than what you come from. And even if your family or your friends growing up, like, don't see you or whatever, just inspiring people to come to the show and to listen to my music or whatever and, like, feel like they can be themselves, whatever that is, if they're a good person. And
yes, yes. Right. I think that's a magical superpower, to be honest, and just be able to gather people in a space. It's not easy.
Love it.
Okay, how do you approach your songwriting, and where do you find inspiration?
It kind of depends. So basically, I work with 3 different producers mostly, and they're all like really good friends of mine, which I'm grateful for. And those are just the 3 people I've vibed with the most working with music and stuff. And I kind of go to different one of those 3 producers with a different type of song. So if I have like more of a like rap, like baddie song, I'll go to Reef Boy, who has done some of my songs, if people are familiar, like A Movie Scene and Top Speed and Replace Me, which are very like high energy kind of hip hop and stuff like that. But he also can do like lots of stuff. And then if I have more of like a hyper pop song, I'll work with Lil Trauma. And if I have a more dark pop song, I'll work with Henry Martel. And when I go into these sessions, I usually like to come in with kind of a demo that I've made. And usually the songwriting comes from just like my normal life, and like whether that's like a trigger or like a moment or like just something that made me like think. I'll write down these random words or phrases or ideas throughout the day in my notes app. Like, I mean, a lot of artists do that. But, like, before I have a session, I'll try to kind of come up with all these different ideas into a demo. So sometimes I do it that way and then bring that to the session. Then it really comes to life and goes from there. But other times with some of my older songs, especially when I didn't really understand what a session was and all that stuff even, I was just writing these songs, like, front to back, just, like, my song Dead Name or Remind Me or one of them. I literally just felt like I had, like, them, like, given to me by the universe or whatever, and I just wrote the whole thing, like, in literally, like, 10 minutes, and basically the demo is exactly, like, the same lyrics for the most part. So it just depends. Sometimes it's, like, given to me by whatever or the universe, but other times it's like I'm gonna sit down and try to put all these ideas I've been thinking about into a song, which I'm down for either.
Yeah. I was gonna say which one is preferable, but it sounds like you're down with both.
I
imagine there's different qualities and benefits and disadvantages to each of the.
I feel like sometimes the like songs that are just like appear or whatever, like dead name or something, it's like, oh, I needed to write this right now. Like, it just came to me or whatever. But, like, my song Before I Met You, like, I came in with a bunch of ideas to my session with Little Trauma, and that's, like, my second biggest song, and I really love that song. And we really, like, we wrote that one together more, and that one, like, was very much so, like, crafted over time, and I feel like that one's, like, well done versus maybe some of my other ones. Like, I'm like, maybe I could have written a better lyric there if I went back in and edited it, but it just what I was feeling. So yeah. I'm down for whatever. I know sometimes my lyrics aren't perfect, but I'm here for the vibes.
Yeah. You're being honest, and that's cool. It is interesting. Like when I write songs as well, sometimes I'll have one just pop out, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. And then other ones I've worked on for years. Like,
right.
I'll like, you know what? I think now something changed where I think it should go this way. And it's this is the way it should be. This is the way it is now. And it should have existed this way, but it's fine. It took 7 years to get here.
Right. Sometimes you got to like go back to that feeling, whether it was good or bad or just like feel that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Never written a song in my life.
We could write one right now.
Wrote a poem once. That was about it.
That's a start.
Don't need to get into that.
That's a start.
It's you, isn't it? It's me. No, it's me. Yeah.
It's you. Go
musical
for it.
Influences, Flash.
Well, growing up, I liked the Beatles and like Blink 182, Green Day, you know, classic, like my dad showing me music vibes, shout out. But in like middle school and high school, I started really getting more into like pop punk, and I liked Mayday Parade, and also like what I mentioned earlier, like Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Kesha, Paramore, stuff like that, you know, like all the iconic women of the 2010s pop era and all that stuff. And I also loved like Regina Spektor and like Imogen Heap and like all those songs. I feel like I wasn't really allowed to listen to like super crazy music or like go too out of the box, and people in my hometown definitely weren't listening to like any crazy stuff. But when I went to college in Minneapolis at University of Minnesota, I started to get more broad music taste and going to concerts. Like I had like only went to one concert as a kid, and it was like Demi Lovato, you know?
Oh my God.
When I got to college and realized that I could go to like an indie local show every night, I was like, yes. Wow, there's so much more music. And I got more into indie rock and pop. And I didn't even really like, I was so like sheltered. I didn't even know like what a bass guitar was. You know, I was like, what's making that noise? Like, what is that noise?
Wow.
You know, like, I just feel like I didn't know anything. But now, like, I don't know, less like, some influence, some just like listening to. I love like Ash Nico. I like the hyperpop artist Tu Hollis. I like Alice Long Yu Gao, Scene Queen, 8485, Chloe Moriando, and Minnesota band that I've loved since college is Vansire. That's kind of different than the other like hyperpop vibes, but kind of like, I don't know, more chill, but I've always loved them ever since I heard them.
Nice. Great. Yeah. And you know what? I know it's meant to be Kate's turn, but I figured there is a question here about up and coming artists.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say any of the ones you just mentioned are, and any in particular that you'd add to that list and that you've kind of got your eye on that you might, you know, want to hype up?
I'd say all these people are more poppin' than me. So
hey.
As for more up and coming vibes, like, I would say my friend Alicia King, A-L-E-E-S-A.
We can chuck it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alicia, send it to Sammy after.
Yeah.
All right, starting over. I'd say for up-and-coming artists, I want to shout out two people. I want to shout out my good friend Alicia King, who literally has like 10 monthly listeners, but should have hundreds of thousands, millions. Like, she's amazing. She produces all her own music, and it's kind of like some Billie Eilish vibes, some like Melanie Martinez world building. And she just cares so much about it, and like some Paramore vibes, and she puts on an amazing live show. Like, I just wish everyone knew her music, and she makes amazing music videos for all the songs. Like, she's awesome. And then I also want to shout out my partner Grant, G-R-V-N-T. And he works with a lot of the same mutual producers as me. And he's coming out with a really cool EP this fall. And it's about the five stages of grief. And I feel like it's literally so good. Like, I hope people listen to it. And both of those artists are just like the homies, and literally so amazing. I wish they were both super famous.
Yeah. Well, great, great shout out. Is Grant more hyperpop as well?
Yeah, I guess I didn't give any premise except that he's awesome. But it's kind of like metalcore, like kind of some old vibes of rock and kind of turn modern, some Bring Me the Horizon vibes and stuff.
Okay, metalheads. You heard.
I don't know if I'm describing it good, but it's vibes, like super good storytelling, and it's with Little Trauma, who I do some of my coolest songs with, so it'll be good.
Nice. Right? Should I just go?
Yeah,
good.
Shout out the homies.
Okay, Flash, you're a photographer, videographer, fashion designer. How do you juggle all of these creative pursuits?
Well, I don't sleep, first of all. Second of all, I'm a Pisces, so I'm crazy. But I'd say, like, I think everyone does a lot of stuff. It's just, like, I feel like mine are very eccentric or whatever, and very, you can see them, you know? Like, I also do a lot of other random stuff. Like, I cook, and I ride my scooter, and, like, those are kind of stupid. But, like, I feel like doing photography and video and fashion are just things that I've always, always loved, and I feel grateful that I get to do them with and for other people and to build my own world. Like, I've always taken photos and videos ever since I was a kid, and then when I got to college, I started, like, shooting music videos for free and shooting shows at these bands because I was just so excited, you know? And I feel grateful that, like, sometimes people have me shoot their music videos and everything now. And I also get to creative direct and shoot content for myself. And with clothes, I feel like I was always dressing super weird as soon as I got permission from my parents to dress myself. I literally got, like, in sixth grade, like, harassed by this teacher in my small town who said I looked like I got dressed in the dark. Like, so rude.
Wow.
But, you know, stuck with me. Shout out that lady. But
yeah. Can we have the full name?
Don't say her name. That lady.
Like, I don't even know what her name is. But, yeah, like, I feel like I've always dressed really unique. And now that I have my own apartment and stuff, I can just do whatever I want whenever I want, you know? I mean, obviously not really, but, like, it's cool to just be able to be a grown-up or whatever and not have other people telling me what I can and cannot wear, parents, school, dress codes, whatever. I'm answering this kind of badly, but I just love making clothes and sewing, and I've been sewing for years now. Yeah. Like, I did a sewing class in middle school, which is kind of just like making
middle school? They taught you how to sew in middle school?
Yeah, it was like a facts class where they tell you, like, how to, like, be a proper kid or whatever and, like, set the table and
Minnesota.
Sew.
Okay.
Yeah, Minnesota rural vibes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
But we were just, like, making a pillowcase and that. But I feel like once, like, COVID, I had more time and stuff to sew. And I worked at a kids' fashion school for, like, a few years and learned a lot from those people about sewing. And I just have a lot of ideas that I want to make, and I feel like I haven't made my coolest things yet because I just don't really have time to. But what you said, how do you juggle it? I guess I wish I had more time to do everything.
Yeah, but I think it's great that they all kind of complement each other, all these different creative pursuits.
Yeah, it's like I can wear the outfit in the music video or take pictures and videos of it, you know?
Yeah, take photos of the Pirate Studios podcast people. How are we going to figure this out later? Am I going to take a photo of you with your camera?
Yeah, you'll have to take a picture of me with my camera. Basically, I take the thumbnails for these, so if you like them, let's say I mean no.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll just go direct to Flash.
I feel like out here in LA, we have a lot of people expressing different fashion. But when you, back in Minnesota, like, did you have an outfit like what you're wearing now? Is this more of like a new, like, kind of Lady Gaga goes through her kind of eras and she doesn't wear a meat dress anymore, but, you know, iconic.
I want a meat dress. Well, I'm vegetarian vibes, but in Minnesota, I still dressed like unique. I feel like more towards the end of college, I was like, I mean, obviously you don't need like money to dress cool, but like literally in the beginning of college, I was like so broke. I couldn't even like buy stuff at the thrift store, you know? And then like towards the end of college, I had like a few more cool pieces that I liked, and I felt like I was kind of developing my style and starting to wear, like, wigs and, like, putting patches on stuff and things like that. And I guess fun fact, I like studied abroad in China, in Shanghai. I got like a scholarship, and there I got some like pretty cool clothes for like super cheap, and came back and was like feeling vibey, like looking cool. And I would wear like weird stuff or whatever in Minnesota, and I would definitely always get like rude remarks literally anytime I wore anything. Like, I remember even just going to like a coffee shop in literally downtown Minneapolis, and I was wearing literally just a yellow coat, and I had like a yellow raincoat on a rainy day, and someone's like, "Are you cosplaying as Coraline?" I'm like, "Sorry, you've never seen someone not in a like jersey." Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I would try to be unique, but sometimes just like wasn't worth like people being rude.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I like got out a lot of my personal style in college by like styling the photo shoots that I would do, and like having the models, like, aka my friends and stuff, like, wear cool outfits, and I would just be in, like, a black-on-black minimalist type vibe. But, yeah, I feel like once I got here, it's much more, like, safe to dress cool.
Yeah.
And people appreciate it, you know?
Yeah, explore all the choices.
Instead of being jealous and angry.
That's it.
Yeah, whether or not this means anything, coming from somebody who wears the same Lululemon shorts and COS t-shirt with different colors every single day, I fucking dig your style. So,
thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that.
I actually have a Steve Jobs look, you know, like the one thing you have a bunch of, which I have five of the same skeleton shirt. It's just like a oversized like black t-shirt with the skeleton ribcage thing on it. And if I can't wear something crazy, or I'm in a rush or whatever, or anxious, I just put that on, and it's my uniform.
Yeah.
That with some big pants. Uniform. So the homies have seen the skeleton shirt.
Okay.
And they know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I had to rush you down to the studio somehow so I can see them too.
Yeah.
Hey, Flash, can you do this last minute podcast thing?
Like skeleton shirt. I'm surprised I don't have one in my bag. I usually have it in there in case my cool outfit's like overstimulating. I'll just put the skeleton shirt on.
Amazing.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah. I forget. Me, you, who?
I think I just asked that question.
Okay, cool. So I am interested to know what's next for Flash. What are you working on? Can we see you perform anytime soon? Sorry, I know I'm jumping around a little bit here.
Oh, you're good. It's chill. Well, I have a show tonight, which is cool, but obviously this is going to come out not today.
No, probably 2 or 3 weeks, I would say. So we'll be talking kind of like last week of September currently.
Well, yeah. I have a show the day we're filming this, but I don't have any other shows in the calendar,
Tell us about the show today anyway. I'm keen to know because Kate and I could potentially swing by.
Yeah, okay. Where is it? Where is it?
I'm competing in a battle of the bands.
Oh.
It's round 2 of 3. I don't want to get my hopes up, but if I go through, there's a final round around October 12th or 18th or one of those Fridays. I don't know which one. But
cool.
So I guess if I go through, check my Instagram and see.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, tonight it's like, I think 8 bands were competing. So there was a round 1 with like 8 bands. And it's hosted by Schecter Guitars and TuneCore and Gideon or whatever, the drum company. However you say it, I don't know. Yeah. But it's pretty cool. And it's me and my live band that I mentioned earlier. So it's like the songs that I wrote and made with the producers and stuff. And then the band really makes it come to life. And I feel really grateful to have like this awesome band, and we're really close friends, and I feel like we found like a cool group that makes me want to, like, going on your question, what's next, it makes me want to like go on tour with them, and like it feels like I have like my squad, and like it feels possible to do the whole, like, what I was mentioning earlier, like wanting to make a huge show with all the props and all the outfits.
Yes.
And to have like my band be so committed and rocking and be like the homies and care about it like just as much as me. It feels like sometimes like more almost. I'm like, thank you so much for caring about this. But yeah, I really want to tour with like an artist that's like similar vibes, or even what you were saying, Kate, about like, oh, if it's like a rock artist or like a hyper pop artist, like I feel like there's a lot of different vibes in a lot of the artists I look up to and stuff. Like, I would love to open for like Scene Queen or Ashnikko or some like just like baddie, like music legend, obviously literally anyone who would be cool, or even like a smaller tour with like similar friends, or I want to go back to Minneapolis and do like a super dope show. Like I probably could go there and like perform at the boba shop I like, but I want to come back with like an epic show, you know, and like make it worth everyone pulling up and bring the band and everything. And if I tour, I want to do it like where it's like a good situation for everyone. I don't want people to be like feeling like they're going broke over this, you know, including myself, you know. So I definitely want to tour and do a lot more shows. I want to make a lot more like epic outfits. I want to clean my room.
Do you style your band? Like, do you have a... Or do you tell them, like, let's aim for this or whatever?
Yeah, if it's, like, a more casual, just, like, random show, I'm just like, oh, wear, like, alternative vibes and fishnets and stuff is, like, a lot of them have, like, trip pants and, like, kind of, like, we all have kind of, like, alternative style anyway. So if it's chill, I'll just say wear whatever that vibe. I used to be, like, make my band wear, like, these... like kind of ugly outfits, but I think they're like camp. It's like a vibe.
A camp, yes.
It's like, I like used to have them wear like white on white, like suits almost with like ties that said Flash, but no one complained, but I just feel like it, they didn't really want to wear that, but we're just doing it. So I've been trying to like think of like what's better. So for tonight, we're doing the theme Beetlejuice. Like
Of course, perfect timing.
Right, with the movie coming out and stuff. Yeah, the event is not like themed or something, but you know, it's spooky season. And
yes, it's spooky season.
I made this like crazy dress from scratch. Like it was the curtains at my like old job at the kids' sewing school. They were going to like throw away these red velvet curtains. And I was like, I'm going to try to make like a prom dress out of those. And it's not the best thing I've ever made, but it'll look cool for tonight. It's like a Lydia dress. And
yeah,
I'm
the
do
red goth, the red goth dress.
Yeah, I'm going to do like red makeup and stuff. And I rhinestoned like this. I was going to do a black wig, but I feel like I might disassociate if I look too weird. Like, so I put rhinestones on like this blonde wig that's on the end of its life anyway.
Amazing.
And then the band, so I'm going to be dressed as like the Lydia red dress vibe, and my band's all going to be wearing Beetlejuice suits. So exciting.
Firstly, what's the location? Where's the venue? I don't think you mentioned the venue for the Battle of the Band show.
It's called the Magic Factory. It's kind of in like downtown warehouse district.
Magic Factory. Nice.
It's on maps. It's like magic with a J.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I'll get the information.
I'm on at 9 p.m. I mean, this is mostly for Sammy and Kate.
Yeah, nice. Pretty much.
Nice. This will have happened by the time this is out.
And this is more rhetorical, but can it really be spooky season when it's 100 degrees outside?
Yes.
Yeah, it's literally heat wave right now. It's
just
crazy.
Just checking.
I know. I want to wear like a parka.
Yeah, I want to wear black, and it's just a little too hot for it right now.
Fine. Kate, you can ask your favorite question again.
Okay. You got to tell us something you love and something you hate about Pirate.
Well, I really do like Pirate. I think it's awesome that... like, it's reliable, and it's here, and it's open 24 hours, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I always feel like if I book it, I'm gonna get the spot, you know? It's not like other, like, places where you pull up and people are, like, eating in your room when you booked it, you know? It's, like, professional and good vibes, and it's always clean. I'm, like, a super germaphobe, so we got the, like, hand sanitizer wipes and stuff in here, and although it's a, like, shared space, it's not, like, sus or gross, and it's always like safe feeling, like and then I think it's like great location in LA, just like in the middle. It's like a good place to meet up. And I guess hate or whatever, harsh word,
let's have it.
Sometimes it can get hot in the rooms, like, but I mean obviously it's like band practice, so I'm like, it's not like I'm gonna die or something. It just is what it is. We're like six people in a tiny room playing music, like, makes sense.
Of course.
And I mean, honestly, it's good vibes here. Like, I don't want to complain too much, but that's like if I had to come up with something.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, we suffer too with it. We feel you.
We appreciate the constructive feedback.
Yes. I mean, it's affordable. I'm not expecting it to be 50 in here, 50 degrees, you know?
I will say, everyone that sets it to like 62, it won't work. Uh-huh. It won't cool a room with like that many people. That's
right,
not for
in
you.
In one
it's,
hour.
It's for everyone listening to the Pirate Podcast is that it will not cool the room down. It only does so much. It's not, you know, they're only like simple units. We're not, you know.
Yeah. Right. It's not like this is like $100 an hour and famous people are like,
yeah,
recording their album here, you know. It's like we're rehearsing for my show, you know. It's good,
yeah,
vibes.
It's not gonna be brisk. Yeah. A brisky room, exactly. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever rehearsed in a brisk room.
Unless you're the first of the day. Then maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. 5-6 a.m. rehearsal.
Yeah, but if you book one room right after like five dudes just came out, like, good luck.
Good luck.
Body heat.
Wear a tank top.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But shout out Pirate. If you've never gone here, it's good vibes. It's like $20 an hour and like free parking. Like,
yeah, you can always do it last minute. It's always kind of...
Yeah, literally, I feel like I always be booking like the day before and my band's like, did you book the rehearsal? Like they might sell out.
Yes.
And I'm like, let me do that right now. Yeah. But there's a lot of room, so I always trust that I'll be fine. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Get the bigger room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Upsize.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Flash. So final thing is, can you introduce the track that we're going to listen to? And then we're just going to say goodbye.
I think I will show you guys a sneak peek of my song called I'm a Liar.
Ooh.
And this song is on my EP coming out in the spring. I have more releases before then, but this is kind of introducing like the new era I want to go into. And I'm 99% sure we're actually going to release this in November early because of an exciting like thing sponsoring
Ooh.
The release, which is
okay,
super
cool.
Random. So
okay. Follow to find out more.
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out. There's going to be a music video made by someone special
Ooh.
In November. And I was going to release this in the spring and probably March, but I'm down to release it early because of this opportunity. So it's cool.
Nice.
Cool.
It's, yeah, so this is sneak peek of I'm a Liar by me and produced by Little Trauma.
Thank you. All right. That's it, I think. Just to say thank you so much for coming onto the podcast, yeah. Flash.
Thank you guys for having me. Sorry, yeah. I'm awkward.
No, love it.
Yeah. And Kate, thank you. Thanks again.
I recorded it. It's working, you guys.
Yeah, so we're working.
Kate.
Here we are.
All right. Here Woo. We are. Thanks
All right,
again.
Thanks, Flash.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Listen to Flash on Spotify and tell your friends to listen to Flash for clear skin.
Okay. Yeah. And once again, we'll add the link to the show.